This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Flights have resumed at Hong Kong's International Airport after protesters forced the cancellation of all flights Monday and Tuesday. Check-in counters were open as officials worked to reschedule hundreds of disrupted flights. The demonstrations that started in town weeks ago over a piece of legislation allowing extradition to mainland China have morphed into calls for the pro-Beijing city leader Carrie Lam to step down. Carrie Lam suspended the legislation but says she will not resign. On Tuesday, Lam warned that violent demonstrations are damaging the rule of law in the city. She said Hong Kong may go down a path of no return. China's government has said the demonstrations show what it calls sprouts of terrorism. Rupert Colville is the spokesperson for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet. On Tuesday, he spoke to reporters on her behalf, calling for peaceful dialogue between Hong Kong people and the city's leadership.
She calls on the authorities and the people of Hong Kong to engage in an open and inclusive dialogue aimed at resolving all issues peacefully. This is the only sure way to achieve long-term political stability and public security by creating channels for people to participate in public affairs and decisions affecting their lives. So dialogue, that's what we're calling for. Dialogue, dialogue.
The deputy head of Iran's maritime agency said Tuesday that a tanker seized near the British territory of Gibraltar last month would soon be released by Gibraltar authorities. Western media reports, however, said a senior official in Gibraltar called that report untrue. Britain has accused the vessel of violating European sanctions by taking oil to Syria. That's a charge that Tehran denies. In retaliation, Iran has seized a British-flagged tanker in the Strait of Hormuz that happened on July 19th. And Iran said that was for alleged maritime violations. This is VOA News. The U.S. says it is delaying a new 10% tariff on some key Chinese imported consumer products that President Donald Trump had been set to impose on September 1st. The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative said the levies on some computers, phones, video games and apparel would be delayed until December 15th. President Trump said Tuesday that move was made to accommodate the holiday shopping season. Russia held a memorial service on Monday for five scientists killed in a mysterious explosion last week. Authorities have been slowly releasing information about that blast during a rocket test on a platform in the White Sea off northern Russia. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports that there has been some conflicting information coming out on the death toll.
Russia's defense ministry initially reported the explosion at the Navy testing range had killed two people and injured six others. The state-controlled Rosatom Nuclear Corporation then said over the weekend that the blast also killed five of its workers and injured three others. It's not clear at this point what the final toll is.
That's AP's Charles de Ledesma reporting. U.S.-based nuclear experts say they suspect the explosion occurred during the testing of a nuclear-powered cruise missile. The Kremlin on Tuesday downplayed Sunday's protest in Moscow, the latest in weeks of recurring protests over the exclusion of several opposition candidates from local elections. Spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters that President Vladimir Putin has not commented on the demonstrations because he does not see them as exceptional. Peskov also defended the actions of police, saying they were justified in arresting hundreds of protesters over the last few weeks. Many of the protest leaders, including anti-corruption advocate Alexei Navalny, were already in jail on Sunday when some 50,000 people turned out in central Moscow to protest. New analysis by the Brennan Center for Justice shows 12% of U.S. voters could cast ballots in next year's general election that are vulnerable to hacking. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
The study says about 16 million voters could cast ballots on paperless voting machines, leaving those ballots more vulnerable to hacking. The analysis also says about a third of all local election jurisdictions are using voting machines that are at least a decade old, despite recommendations they be replaced after 10 years. Still, the numbers are an improvement from 2016, when about 20% of voters cast ballots on paperless equipment. Mike Hemp in Washington.
At least 10 state attorneys general in the United States say they will join conservation groups in suing the Trump administration over drastic changes to the U.S. Endangered Species Act. The proposed changes include considering economic cost when deciding whether to save a species from extinction. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.